It's also green light now. Yeah, you're all impressed. Okay, so given means given by a Weierstrass equation. And let's first give the very naive way of doing that, just to fix ideas here. Suppose that Q is a prime. Now what do we have? Number of points equals, there's one point at infinity, and for the other points, you need to know whether x cubed plus ax plus b is a prime. So that means you have to evaluate the Legendre symbol. And if it's a square, you get two solutions, namely x, y and x, minus y. So then we have a 2 here, except as y equals 0, then we get one solution, that's exactly that case. And there's minus, if the Legendre symbol is minus 1, that's not a square, then we get 0 solutions. But this is the number of points. And it also explains, if you want, the result by Hasse, that the number of points is roughly equal to p. Namely, if you take an element x mod p, then this is more or less random. So half of the times it will be a square, and half of the times it will not be a square. And the number of points is roughly equal to p. Okay. And one algorithm would be just compute all the Legendre symbols. For x in Fp. Okay, that would be one algorithm. Then you can easily compute the number of points. And what's the runtime for this algorithm? Well, computing the Legendre symbol is easy. That's one of the exercises for those of you who never devise an algorithm. It's an exercise that asks you to give a fast algorithm to compute a Legendre symbol. So that is easy, but you have to do it p times, more or less. So this runtime is bounded. You have to do p times something easy. And I don't care how easy it is to compute a Legendre symbol, I just say that it's big O of p to the power 1 plus epsilon, for every epsilon bigger than 0. So this is exponential time. And of course, what we want is a polynomial time algorithm. So this algorithm works if p is, say, smaller than 10 to the power 20. Then it works. So we need something faster. And what I'm going to explain in the remaining 25 minutes is a fast algorithm to do that. And fast meaning a polynomial time algorithm. And what I probably restrict myself to the cases that the p over there is not 2 or 3. This will make my life easier. And this algorithm is due to Schoof, and it is from 1985. So Schoof is Dutch. As am I, so the right way to say his name is Schoof, and not Schoof, or things you hear usually. So one of the exercises is to hand all the students up to the blackboard and say Schoof, just to make you suffer. Okay, and how we're going to do that? Well, let's start with the observation we made yesterday already. That actually, from a mathematical point of view, the thing that you want to compute is not the number of points. What you actually want to compute is the trace of the Frobenius morphism. What we've seen already, the point group equals the kernel of 1 minus Frobenius, where Frobenius is given from E to E, and it sends a point, it raises the coordinates to the cubed power. What do we have? So let's recall the computation for this. Number of points, number of points in the kernel. Which is the degree of the morphism in this case. Which is what we had this involution on the endomorphism ring. Which behaved nicely with respect to addition and multiplication. So there we go. FQ bar equals FQ. FQ bar plus 1 minus FQ plus FQ bar equals Q plus 1 minus T. Well, this is the definition of T. So what we actually want to compute is this integer T, the trace of the Frobenius morphism. That's what we want to do. And how are we going to do that? We're going to compute it modulo small primes. Okay, so as a sidestep, so suppose someone tells you that an integer A lies between 0 and 1000 satisfies the following conditions. So it has some values mod 7, mod 11, and mod 13, and what did I think? 5, 8, and 0. 5, 8, and 0. Now, your question is, your exercise, what is A? And how many A's are there with these conditions? That's the first question. How many A's do we have? One. Exactly one? Yes. Well, as you all know, 7 times 11 times 13, that's 1001. And this group Z mod 1001 Z is isomorphic to Z mod 7 Z times Z mod 11 Z times Z mod 13 Z. And we are given an element where its residue class here, here, and here. And if the groups are isomorphic, then there's exactly one element here, which is modulo 1001. And there are many integers in Z that modulo 1001 are a given element. But if we also use our bound, then that's exactly one. You all know how to compute if your given elements here in these groups, how to compute an element here? Do you know that? Okay, saving 5 minutes here. You can check that A is 481 works. Okay. So what we're going to do, we are going to compute this integer T modulo small primes. And if we can do that, we also have a bound on T. Let's recall that. Which was proved yesterday, more or less. We have this bound for T. Or if you want, if you think that this bound was too difficult to prove, then for the algorithm, it's, you can also use this bound So you can prove that it's smaller than 2 times square root of q, but for the algorithm it's not important. Seen by looking at we need just some bound on t. You can also see, well, we have a map to p1 of degree 2. So the number of points is at most 2q plus 2. So t is bounded by q plus 1. All fine. So at least as we have a bound that is more or less close to q or square root q, whatever, then we're happy. Okay. So we're going to compute this integer t modulo small primes, and then we recombine it using the Chinese remainder theorem. Well, there we go. So I give myself a prime, and it's not equal to p, so q here is p to the power something, and I want it to be not equal to p. And I take a point in the L torsion, so L times p is 0. And I claim the Frobenius FQ induces an isomorphism on the L portion, which I will call FQ, L. What does it do? Well, just what you thought it would be do. It's just the same as always. That's my claim. And let's prove that. Our first thing we have to check that this point indeed lives in the L torsion. That FQ of P is indeed an L torsion point. So there we go. FQ of P, this is FQ of L of P. So although the endomorphism ring need not be a ring, if we can interchange every two morphisms, I can always take interchange with an integer. That's no problem. And L times P was 0. This is FQ of 0, which is 0. Okay, so indeed I have an L torsion point. The next question is, why is it an isomorphism? Why is it injective or surjective, whatever you want? And let's check that it's surjective. Well, so I'm given my point FQ of P, a point here, and I want to find an inverse image. That will be the plan. So I'm giving myself some point Q in the L torsion. And what I'm going to do, I am going to compute this point. So FQ bar, that's the involution applied to the Frobenius. And now I'm going to divide that by P. So that's multiplication by P, which I can do because L and P are different. So P is an inverse mod L. And hopefully, if I now apply FQ to this one, then I should end up with Q. Hopefully. and that will prove the surreactivity. Okay, so I have my map here. FQ of L, on the L torsion. And this map, it satisfies FQ, L squared minus T times FQ, L plus Q equals 0. That's because FQ satisfied that equation. And where does this equation live? Well, for FQ it lives in the endomorphism ring of E. Here it lives in the endomorphism of the L torsion. The equation inside this ring. Okay, and what I want to do, I want to compute this T mod L by looking at the L torsion. So, suppose that there is an integer T prime in Z such that FQ, L squared minus T prime times FQ, L plus Q is also zero inside the endomorphism ring of EL. Then we of course want that T prime equals T. No? There should be only one integer T that satisfies that. So let's see why that's true. What do we have? Well, this holds and that holds. So T prime minus T of FQ, L of P equals zero. And since FQL was an isomorphism, it has an inverse. So we see that T is congruent to T prime mod L. Yeah, so there's only mod L, there's only one integer satisfying this equation. So indeed, we can compute T mod L by looking at the L torsion. Okay, halfway through my notes here. That's good. So we're just going to check whether the equation on the left board, blackboard, holds for points in the L torsion. That's the main idea. X. Whether FQL squared minus TFQL the Q is zero holds on EL. Okay, now we're going to do that. Well, recall my talk from yesterday. I had one slide with impressive formulas. And I said you don't need to remember them, only you need to remember that they exist. So at this point you need to remember that they exist. Okay. So there are polynomials vocal psi, I guess, in FQ, X and Y, such that n times a point P is given, so I do need to formalize as one point, let me see. X minus psi n minus 1 psi n plus 1 psi n squared psi n plus 2 psi n minus 1 squared psi n minus 2 psi plus 1 squared divided by 4 times y psi n cubed for the point P x, y with n times P not zero. So we can compute the multiple of a point by using polynomials. And that enables us, we can compute L times P, and we can just check whether this holds for points on the L torsion. So what we need to do, just plug it all in. So what do we want? We want to have FQL squared. So that's easy for a point. XQ squared. Y to the power Q squared. Plus, and the plus here means adding on the elliptic curve. Plus x minus q, sorry, q plus 1 divided by q squared. Q minus 1 squared. Hopefully the formulas are the same as on the blackboard on the right. Divided by 4y sine q cubed. So that is adding q times p, and we want to know whether that's equal. Well, there are two cases. This integer t, which I will call tau for the moment, it can be 0 mod l. So that t mod l could be 0. Well, that's easy. Then I just need to check whether it's 0. If I add these points and I get 0 as a result, then I know that T mod L was 0. Yeah? Or the other case, if it's not 0, well, you just compute tau minus 1. So remember, I don't know tau yet, but I can just check whether this holds for tau equals 1, 2, 3, up to L. L is small, so I can just try all values. Divided 4y sine cubed. And there should be q here. So this is the main idea. I will just try tau equals 0, tau equals 1, etc. until I find an L torsion point, x, y, for which this holds. This is the main idea of Schoff. This is what we're going to do. Just try all values. And to make our life a little bit easier, I'm going to restrict to the case that we have an odd prime. So now we want that L is not equal to 2. Then, as we've seen in the lecture by Nicolas as well, then people usually only look at the, at the x-coordinate of a point. That makes life easier, right? I mean, these formulas, they are already quite laborsome to write down. If you want to compute those, it's just a lot of work. So we want to restrict to the x-coordinate only. And then we need the case that L is not equal to 2. You might wonder what happens if L is equal to 2. Well, I just refer to the exercises. There you will see what happens for L equals 2. It's a very easy case. So this holds for a point, if and only it holds for the negative of a point. So I can restrict to the x-coordinate of the point. So let's do that also here. These polynomials, I can, of course, so these polynomials in x and y, and every y squared term, I can replace it by x cubed plus ax plus b, right? On the curve, y squared equals x cubed plus ax plus b. So I can replace the y squared term by x cubed plus ax plus b. So then they are polynomials. They either have a y term or they don't. And it turns out, if you think about it, that they have a y term if n is even, and not a y term if n is odd. Let's see whether that was correct. Yeah, they have a y term if n is even. Now for n even, b divide by y. Okay, then we get polynomials that I will call fn, and they live in fqx. No? Now I'm going to work with these polynomials fn. And we have that n times p is 0, if and only if the fn of x equals 0. And here I need that p is not in the two torsion. Not two torsion. So, and they can, may then restrict here to the case of the x-coordinate only. Okay. Now have a look at the formulas, what we're going to do. Here I told you you need to add these points. These are points on an elliptic curve. And then it makes a difference whether the x-coordinates are the same or not. Then if you add points on the curve, it makes a difference whether you add the point to itself or you add to distinct points. So we need to make a distinction of cases here. It could be that we need to have the formulas for adding a point to itself or for adding to different points. So let's make the case distinction. So it could be that there is an L torsion point for which FQL squared equals Q times the point. The question is there a point in the L torsion for which P equals plus or minus Q of P? And the plus or minus comes from the fact that I would look at x coordinates only. So that's where the plus or minus comes from. And if this does occur, then I will need to point the addition law for doubling a point, otherwise for two distinct points. So how do you check this, whether such a point exists? Well, we know how to compute this, and Q times P, the x-coordinate that I can also compute, that's over there, with the polynomials F sub n. So we need to test if there is a P x comma y in the L torsion for which x q squared equals so of course this Q here is of course only relevant mod L, right? I was working mod L all the time, so I may as well reduce Q mod L. Okay, so what we then need to do with this introduction of K is to check whether this holds. So I'm just copying the result from the blackboard on the right now. If this polynomial is F instead of psi. Plus b, and that's for k even, and for k odd we have something similar, k plus 1, k squared. And here the case distinction for even and odd, it comes from the fact that I had divided here by y, and I do that twice, and I've actually divided by x cubed plus ax plus b. I have to make up for that. That's where the case distinction comes from. Nothing fancy. Okay, so one naive way of doing this is you say, okay, I need to check whether there is such a point. I will compute all the points in the L torsion and test for all of them whether this holds. Yeah? Okay, that's not what we're going to do, of course. Because you can easily check this by computing a GCD. So what we do, greatest common divisor, only going to write it down for the case that k is even. And now there's a capital X, but this is just a polynomial variable if you want, times f k squared of capital X times x cubed plus ax plus b plus fk minus 1 of x fk plus 1 of x. There's one product. We need to see whether there's a point on the L torsion. So we need to take the GCD with fl of x. And this all lives in fq of x. Now, if the GCD is not 1, then there is a point for which equation star holds. Equation star being this one. And if the GCD is 1, then it does not hold. And then in the equation up there, we need the addition law for two distinct points. Addition law. Okay. So since it's 12:30 already, I will only explain one of the two cases. The other case will be left to you. So the hardest one, from a mathematical point of view, is this one. So that's the one I'm going to explain. So if there is a point for which equation star holds, then what do we do? So there is a point x, y in EL with the Frobenius equals plus or minus q times p. Okay, how do we compute t from this? Well, before giving the algorithm, let's first see what happens if there is a point in the L torsion for which we have a minus sign there. Just suppose. Then I claim that the trace has to be 0. So the reason being, this still holds, right? Now you just plug it in and you see that t has to be 0. And again, I'm using probably that the Frobenius is invertible on the L torsion. Okay. So this one, it's probably easy if you can figure out whether such a point exists or not. For the other case, then what? For all points it is plus q times p. Then what do we get? Using the same relation that I used before, we get 2 times Q minus T times Frobenius minus P is 0. Now just plugging it in. Hence, FQ, L of P being 2Q divided by T over P. Okay. And what do we get from all this? Well, we get that Q times P being FQ L squared of P is equal to 4Q squared divided by T squared of P. Yeah? Just elementary formula manipulation. And we see that what, let's do it over here, the T squared is congruent to 4 mod Q. That's what we derive. Okay. Ah, and this is going to help us. But what it implicitly tells us, that if this holds, then at least Q should be a square mod L. No? Namely, the square of T over 2. Okay. So to turn this observation here into an algorithm, the first step will be whether to compute whether Q is a square mod L. It's going to be the first step. If that's not the case, then we know that this can't happen. So we have to be in that case. And T has to be 0. Yeah? Okay. So let's try to translate that blackboard into an algorithm. Step one being, if the Legendre symbol is minus 1, we have T equals 0 mod L. Now, if Q is not a square, we can't be in the second case, hence we're in the first one. Okay. Step two. Find an element W, if you want, in FL for which W squared equals Q. Yeah? If we're not in case 1, then Q has to be square mod L, so we can compute a square root. And you can use a fancy algorithm to do this, or just from the W equals 1, 2, 3, etc., because L is small anyway. So do this any way you like. Now we're going to test if FQL of P equals plus or minus W of P. If that holds for some P, sorry, if so, we have plus, meaning it holds for P that is plus W of P. We have T times 2 times W mod L. If so, we have a minus. Minus 2W mod L. And if not, well, then we weren't in case 2 after all, so T had to be 0. Yep. And now, so now let's explain you how we test this. Ah, but that's easy. It's one of these GCD computations again. I suggest if this holds, so we just compute the polynomial F sub W in the same way over there with GCD. We can test whether this holds. Okay. So this is the case 1, meaning that there was an L torsion point for which equation star, which is not yet, not anymore in the blackboard, holds. Okay. So the other case is that there's no such P, and then we have to use the addition law for two distinct points. In this case, it's much easier. You just write down what the formulas are. You try tau equals 1, 2, 3 up to L minus 1. And you're bound to hit exactly one value for which it holds. And then you know T mod L. Okay. And then, in the end, you know all, you know T mod L for enough small primes L, and you recombine them using Chinese remaindering to find the value T in Z, which has to be the trace of Frobenius, hence the number of points. Okay, to analyze the runtime of this algorithm, well, what I've been doing, I've just been doing easy things, computing GCDs of polynomials, the degree of which is not too large, the degree of the polynomial F sub K is roughly K squared, because there K squared and K torsion points. So the degree of these polynomials are small, so to say, so all these GCD computations are all polynomial in log Q. So this yields a polynomial time algorithm. If you start doing this in practice, then it is a bit cumbersome. So there won't be an exercise this afternoon where you have to use this algorithm. I tried it once for elliptic curve over F5, and it was already 20 pages of computations. So you don't have to do that. And if you really want to do this with, say, Q around 200 bits nowadays for crypto curves, then it's also a bit slow. Meaning that this polynomial is fk at degree k squared, which is still rather large. So there are improvements to this algorithm. Let me just write that down. And they are Atkin and Elkies. And they reduce the running time significantly. Meaning they reduce it in practice. If you want to really show mathematically that the running time is lower, then you can't, because you can't really analyze the runtime of this algorithm. But in practice, it turns out that you really gain significantly. And what the main idea is that they replace this polynomial fk, which has degree k squared, by a polynomial of degree k. And that makes it a lot faster. I'm not going to details of that. So if you want to read all the details of the algorithm, you can find the articles online. Oh, here's the original article. If you just look for the homepage of René Schoof, here's all the articles on his homepage in PDF format. So you can read everything you want.